This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
So take a look at Scoot's news briefs. Speaking with reporters during a press conference with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney, President Trump was asked if Carney's insistence that Canada will not become the 51st state complicates their discussions.
No, not at all. No, not at all. No, time. Time will tell. It's only time. But I say, never say never. I've had many, many things that were not doable, and they ended up being doable, and only doable in a very friendly way. But If it's to everybody's benefit, you know, Canada loves us and we love Canada. That's, I think, the number one thing that's important. But we'll see. I mean, over time.
Well, I'm not sure how much Canada loves us right now with this idea that the United States wants to take over. And by the way, not everybody in the United States wants to take over Canada. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney said that Canada will not become the 51st state.
As you know from real estate, there are some places that are never for sale.
That's true.
We're sitting in one right now, you know, Buckingham Palace that you visited as well.
That's true.
Having met with the owners of Canada over the course of the campaign last several months, it's not for sale, won't be for sale ever.
And the president offered this gem of wisdom about the border that separates our two countries.
When you get rid of that artificially drawn line, somebody drew that line many years ago with like a ruler, just a straight line right across the top of the country.
Yeah, and he was talking about how beautiful it will be and how beautiful it is and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, testifying before a House Appropriations Subcommittee, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent admitted that the U.S. has not held any trade talks at all with Canada, despite the president's repeated, I'm sorry, with China, despite the president's repeated comments that China has been reaching out to the White House to cut a deal.
Perhaps as early as this week, we will be announcing trade deals with some of our largest trading partners. They have come to us with very good offers.
Now, if you want less than the truth, if you don't want the truth, if you want just rhetoric, if you want things that just make you feel good, well, this is not the radio show for you. But if you're interested in the truth, and if you're interested in the people who tell the truth, then this is the show for you. So, regardless of what has been said, even by the President of the United States, there are no talks going on with Canada. Canada has not reached out to the United States. I'm sorry, I keep saying Canada. I got Canada on my mind. China has not reached out to the United States, and there are no talks going on with China. And that's coming from the Treasury Secretary, who would know about these things. The current administration is stepping up pressure on Harvard University.
The Education Department says Harvard University will receive no new federal grants until it meets a series of demands from the Trump administration in what amounts to a major escalation in the president's battle with the Ivy League school. The latest action was laid out in a letter to Harvard President Alan Garber, who's previously said he will not bend to the government's demands. Harvard has sued to halt a freeze of $2.2 billion in federal grants. The move does not apply to financial aid students receive to help cover the cost of tuition. An Education Department official who spoke to the press on condition of anonymity accused Harvard of serious failures in four areas: anti-Semitism, racial discrimination, abandonment of rigor, and viewpoint diversity. Education Secretary Linda McMahon has opened an investigation into alleged anti-Semitism on the Cambridge campus following the October 7th, 2023 terrorist attacks. I'm Jennifer King.
Yeah, we'll have to watch this this story because this really could be about infringement of freedom of speech. And again, we'll follow the story, the current administration versus Harvard University. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth has determined that the Pentagon is top-heavy and has ordered the firing of one out of five leadership positions.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has directed the active military to shed 20% of its four-star general officers as the Trump administration continues to push the services to streamline their top leadership positions, including the National Guard.
General and Flag Officer Reductions. That's the official title. My title is less generals, more GIs.
Hegseth has also directed the military to shed an additional 10% of its general and flag officers across the force, which could include any one-star or above or equivalent Navy rank. Hegseth says,
"We're going to shift resources from bloated headquarters elements to our warfighters."
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
All right, now, I'm not on the inside, and neither are you, but I'm going to basically say that Pete Hegseth is probably right. The Pentagon is probably very top-heavy. And so some of these firings are probably warranted. And I would agree with, you know, getting rid of redundancy. And, I mean, sometimes businesses have too many bosses. I've known, you know, radio stations that have had, you know, too many executives and they, you know, they lose money. They're not making as much as they could make. So, you know, yeah, businesses and certainly a bureaucracy can become very top heavy. So I would say in this case, Pete Hegseth is probably right about this. All right, that's it for a look at Scoot's News Briefs. Let's go to James in Metairie. James, good afternoon. You're on WWL.
Hey, good afternoon, Scoot, and thank you. It was mentioned concerning whether or not Trump will obey his oath of office when he was inaugurated to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution. Whether or not he put his hand, left hand, on the Bibles that Melania was holding. Well, he did not. He didn't have his hand on the Bibles, nor does the Constitution require that the president place his hand on the Bible. And in Trump's case, I probably would think that if he put his left hand on the Bible, he'd probably get third-degree burns.
Well, you know, I kind of thought about that, too. I mean, he might have felt it might burn him. But, you know, the question that we're asking right now, this came up yesterday, and I think it's interesting that a strong Trump supporter said that this is a media hoax, that the president of the United States did not question whether he should follow the Constitution. First of all, it's the year 2025. And as a talk show host, I am shocked and appalled that we even have to ask this question. Can you believe we're asking a question about whether or not the President of the United States needs to follow the Constitution? Is this not unbelievable? Now, again, when you think about this question, the day may come when there's a Democrat in the White House. So if you say the president does not have to follow the Constitution and there's a Democrat in the White House and that Democrat, he or she, goes against the Constitution, you can't call this show and say, hey, how come the president's not following the Constitution? Because if you're for it now, then you have to be for it with another president, a Democrat, if you're a Republican. So do you think the president of the United States needs to follow the Constitution? I mean, again, this is just such insanity that it is shocking to me that we're even asking this question. But because of the current president of the United States, this is a legitimate question to ask.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.